Nolte, far-left Axios spreads disinformation about Trump supporter demographics. By John Nolte on February 26, 2024. Axios, a fascist, far-left, anti-Christian propaganda site that spreads lies and conspiracy theories, is now spreading wild disinformation about the demographic profile of those who support former President Trump. To deliberately mislead those dumb enough to read Axios, the site tweeted a bald-faced lie easily disproven by countless polls. If America were dominated by old, white, election-denying Christians who didn't go to college, Axios falsely claimed, former President Trump would win the general election in as big of a landslide as his sweep of the first four GOP contests. That's also the opening paragraph in a story by Mike Allen. Proving he is and will always be a good Democrat dog, Allen summed things up with this whopper: in an effort to protect democracy, I don't link to fake news. That group isn't remotely big enough to win a presidential election. He would need to attract voters who are more diverse, more educated, and believe his first loss was legit. South Carolina exit polls show he didn't do that. That kind of sneering bigotry and cultural supremacism is what we've come to expect from corporate-owned media outlets like Axios. But on top of that, the premise of the story is founded on the glaring, provable, and shameless lie that Trump is only attracting supporters that Axios would like to see die slowly of stomach cancer. The facts are these. In poll after poll after poll after poll, we see Trump pulling what could be record support from minority voters and young voters. Oh, and here's my favorite source proving Axios is a serial lying propaganda outlet, and that favorite source is Axios. Don't you love it when the villains can't keep their lies straight? Former President Trump appears to be closing in on President Biden's lead among young voters. Gen Z and millennial voters were key to Biden's 2020 victory, turning out in huge numbers and favoring him by 20 points in 2020, per a Pew Research Center analysis. But Biden got 52% to Trump's 48% in a new Axios Generation Lab survey of voters between the ages of 18 and 34. But you just told me old, white, election-denying Christians who didn't go to college? People who tell the truth don't make these mistakes. It's the liars who always end up tying themselves in rhetorical knots. This is how utterly shameless these Axios liars are. One day, Axios claims Trump's support comes only from old, white, election-denying Christians who didn't go to college, and the next day Axios' own polling proves Axios is lying. Now, will Axios go back and correct Mike Allen's lies? Of course not. That would require integrity and the desire to inform rather than misinform. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.